T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, I think it's kind of interesting. The president of Turkey, Erdogan, this guy is like going, well, you know, we have to do something about this this journalist who was murdered in our country. The Saudi national who was a U.S.-based Washington Post journalist who was killed. We don't know where his body is. We're hearing that it happened in a fistfight, but still a lot to be determined. There have been some times when President Trump seems to be pretty tough on this. I have to admit, there are times that he seems to be pretty tough on not just accepting the word of the Saudis. But the president of Turkey, Erdogan, this guy absolutely hates the media. He hates journalists. And so I just find it somewhat ironic that he's so supportive of this idea that, well, we've got to find the truth here. Okay, so the huge jackpot may be won by somebody tonight. Mega Millions is up to $1.6 billion. And I have to admit that I will probably buy a ticket on my way home, even though I realize the chances of winning are not very good. But you have no chance of winning if you don't play. So I don't spend a lot of money doing that. I mean, I've known people in the past, and I don't know if people are still doing this, but when lotteries first started, man, people were going and spending like $100 a week buying tickets with all these different numbers. And sometimes they get together with people at work and pool their money, and then they're going to share the jackpot. Just remember this very simple thing. If you are involved in some kind of an office pool, the person that has the ticket, remember that possession is 90% of the law, okay? So just keep that in mind. Also tonight, a milestone for NCIS New Orleans. The 100th episode airs tonight. And this is a show that has just so much credibility and believability because what? It's about crime in New Orleans. And everybody knows that there's crime in New Orleans, so it's a really good set. I mean, there's crime everywhere, but it's a good setting for crime. And, you know, then there's the mystique of New Orleans and the river and the French Quarter and voodoo stuff and all of that kind of stuff. So it's really good that that's still going. Scott Bakula, the star of that, lives in New Orleans and also Los Angeles, splits his time between New Orleans and Los Angeles. And I believe that's his wife that stars with him. So he gets to spend a lot of time with her. Also, if you're just tuning in, last hour we were talking about the new dating app, Donald Daters. It's to make America date again. It's a dating app that matches single Trump supporters with each other, which again begs the question, if you love or support Trump, could you be with somebody that was a Trump hater and vice versa? Interesting conversation. And really, I heard from some people, really on the phone and also in text messages, heard from some people that said, yeah, I mean, they're doing fine. And they're total opposites, but they're doing just fine. One young guy said they've got a 3-month daughter, and or maybe it was a son, 3-month old baby. And he's a Trump supporter. His wife is not a Trump supporter. They do talk about politics. They go to the same church, believe in the same God. They just differ when it comes to politics. And they said that, you know, their child, I think it was a son, their child, when he gets older, their child will know that this is what dad stands for and this is what mom stands for. And through education, their child will figure out where he's going to go with his political ideology. And that's the way it should be. It should never be brainwashing. And you know that brainwashing children, really, it works up to a certain point, but then it doesn't really work, because if you try to brainwash your kids, quite often they will resent that so much that they might just turn against you, even if they really wanted to believe what you believed. A Colorado mother is warning parents about the choking game. This is not new, but it's still being played. It's an internet-inspired game. Her 11-year-old son was playing this game, and he died. And it's really a sad story. It's in Elizabeth, Colorado, not far from Denver. And Tia Bodkins was sending her son upstairs to pack for the family trip. And she goes up to check on him about 10 minutes later and finds him unresponsive. She administered CPR, waiting for the paramedics. He was pronounced dead at Children's Hospital when he got there. And she said, we're living minute by minute right now. We're all very sad. We miss him very much. We just are trying to lift each other up. And this is a game where, I don't know everything about it, but it's being spread on the internet, social media, that you choke yourself to the point where you are almost ready to pass out and you get some kind of a high from that. Never tried it. Don't plan on trying it. But I think this brings up an interesting question, because there are things that spread through social media, and there are some dangerous games out there, and some young people do some really, really dangerous things. Should parents respect the privacy of their children? Or should parents invade the privacy of their kids? Should parents know what their kids are up to? I've said this before. I was really surprised when the Columbine shooting happened, and these high school students had guns and like bomb-making material. They had all this stuff going. The parents didn't know. And they lived in a relatively affluent suburb of Denver, Colorado. So, I mean, is it okay? Do you feel like you're doing something wrong when you invade your kid's privacy? Are you a parent, or if you have been a parent, do you just let your kids go and trust them? Or do you think it's okay for parents to invade the privacy of their kids? If you would like to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And that's our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Parents, should they respect or invade the privacy of their children? Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. You know, think about getting to the point where you're dying, you're in pain, you're almost dying, and you get a high off of that, and then you let up. But what if you take it a little too far and you die? Well, that's what happened to this 11-year-old boy. There are also some other interesting internet-inspired games that we'll talk about. And did you ever find your kids playing something that was dangerous? Or did you ever find them involved in something online that was dangerous? I'm Scooch. We'll be right back on WWL. Happy birthday today to Weird Al Yankovic. He's 59 years old, and this was one of my favorite Weird Al songs. All right, I want to bring a little levity to the show before I get back to your calls. You know, we talk about serious stuff, but I try to bring some levity at times. You know, this is great to do on the day that we do the Tuesday song text off. You know, I play an original, and then we play a cover. Remember the song Itsy Bitsy Spider? Well, last night, Jimmy Fallon did Itsy Bitsy Spider in the style of Post Malone. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the water spout, down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And itsy bitsy spider climbed up the spout again. And the spider's like, whoa, whoa, water spout, beauty, cold. I don't know if you want your kids to hear that version, but you know, when you get older, it's kind of cool. I'll get to your text here in just a moment. Let's go to Raceland. Bobby, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon to you, Scoot. How you doing, sir?
I'm great.
Yeah, I know we don't agree on a lot of things, you and I, but I still love you, man.
Well, I mean, you can't be right all the time, Bobby. I get it.
Yeah, I know. like you said earlier about husband and wives and Trump lovers and not. Hey, man, politics is in the house every day.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the things, we're talking about this Turkish journalist who was killed, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, he was killed in Turkey, the Saudi Arabia. He was a Saudi national, yeah.
Yeah, they said the Saudis, they said the rest of it. I got a question for you, Stu, and I really want to hear from you, and I think our listeners, because we have a lot of respect for you and your thoughts and what you think.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. That's your first mistake.
No, it's not a mistake, and I know better than that. God loves you, man. Believe me, he does.
Well, I know. Here's God loves thing. Me. There's a lot of people.
What about Benghazi where we lost our own?
Well, I mean, that was a very serious situation. We don't really know exactly what happened.
Why are we spending the time to find out about someone else who's a nationalist from another country? And I respect that. Believe me, I do. But why, Stu? Why are we not finding out? Why are we not getting?
But you think that you think there was no
citizen,
right? But Bobby, you think there was no investigation into Benghazi?
No, there was.
Okay.
But I don't think we had any resolve. Did you?
You know, to some degree, yes, I do. There were different scenarios there. There were different things, and people decided what they wanted to believe. No matter what, it was a tragedy, and it was something that should not have been handled the way it was handled. But if the results don't come out the way you want it, it doesn't mean we didn't investigate. It's kind of like a trial. You go through the trial and there's a verdict, and you might disagree with the verdict, but it was still investigated. So, you know, I don't know how much we're investigating this. We're letting the Saudis investigate what happened to this guy. You know, there were like, I don't know, there were numerous investigations into Benghazi. And six of them were by the Republican-controlled House committee. So, you know, I don't know. There were different scenarios, and everybody wanted to bring it, if my memory serves me properly, everybody wanted to bring it back to, well, it was blamed on the video. Well, originally it was blamed on the video, but then, you know, that was you know, put aside, and that wasn't the whole issue. There were other issues. And again, you know, let's not argue about it to the point where it sounds like either one of us don't suggest that it's not a tragedy, because it was.
It was, but one thing I'll tell you, and I think all the public is, we love you, Scoot. You're a good man, my brother.
Bobby, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
God bless you,
sir. All right, man, thank you. And when I say love you, New Orleans, at the end of the show, I mean Raceland as well. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Also, I've got a couple of more Internet-inspired games that I'll tell you about in just a few minutes. It was on this day, it was a sad story, on this day in 1995, a Houston jury found Yolanda Saldivar guilty of murdering Tejano singer Selena. She was sentenced to spend at least 30 years in prison. She was like the president of her fan club or something. She was so close to Selena. And Yolanda Saldivar killed her. Maybe out of jealousy or something like that. You know, honestly, one of my favorite movies about music and about artists is Selena, starring Jennifer Lopez. And I'm not a huge Jennifer Lopez fan, but I loved her in that role. She did a great job. So we'll go to break with Selena. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. And I can't let the show end without wishing happy birthday to Barbara Ann Hawkins of the Dixie Cups. Barbara Ann, 75 years old today. And I had the greatest interview with them at, I guess it was last year, at Jazz Fest, in the trailer right before their show. And it was one of the best interviews that I've done. And it went viral all over the country and around the world. It was just such a charming interview. We talked about a lot of stuff, including race and what it was like when they were first starting out. And I'm assuming that's still available on maybe it's on the Scoot page at WWL.com. All right, so we're talking about games that the kids are getting into, playing different games that they're hearing about on the internet and social media. Have you heard about the Cinnamon Challenge? This is an internet food game that some adults have played as well. You video taking an entire spoonful of ground cinnamon in under 60 seconds without drinking anything. And cinnamon dries the throat. It coats your mouth and your throat. And it can lead to coughing, gagging, vomiting, breathing difficulties, and even could lead to a collapsed lung. So, you know, there are problems. I mean, oh, this looks like fun. Let's do this. But again, all of this is about doing something crazy and posting it online. There's the condom challenge. It's apparently like the choking game. You fill a condom with water like a balloon, tie the end. And if it leaks, I guess you're glad you're using it in this game. One participant drops it on the head of another, and some people have been hospitalized. I guess because, I don't know, a lot of water, water's heavy. There is a game called butt chugging, and I'm not going to go into any details, but, you know, college students do this, and let's just say that they figured out a way to get intoxicated faster, found a way to get alcohol into the bloodstream quicker. And again, it's called butt chugging, so I'll let it go with that. And then there's the fire challenge. Participants put combustible liquids on their body and then light them on fire and post it online. I mean, seriously. And people do this, and it's dangerous. So if you've got kids, preteens, teenagers, I know you want to respect their privacy. But I think as an adult, as a parent, I think you have a responsibility to know when to invade their privacy, to make sure they're not doing anything that is dangerous. And if you find that they're doing something dangerous, then you've got to step in and do something. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Should parents respect or invade the privacy of their children? 80% say invade. 20% say respect. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. The daily Facebook video is up. It is posted. That conversation goes on live every day while we're on the air, and it continues after the show, and I'll get involved in the conversation later. You know, to some of these videos that I do and we post on the Facebook pages, some of the responses just astound me. I guess, I've been in this business a long time, and I guess nothing should surprise me, but sometimes I really am surprised by some of the posts and some of the comments. And then there's comments to the comments. So, it really gets to be a great debate on Facebook. So, you can check that out. It's about whether or not you could date somebody. If you're a Trump hater, could you date a Trump lover? If you're a Trump lover, could you date a Trump hater? And is our politics one thing that we use to decide whether or not we're going to date somebody? All right, I'm Scoot. Look, Halloween's getting close. And sometimes things happen in the night. And sometimes when things happen in the night, it's scary.
Beware. No one is safe.
Oh, God.
One attack after another.
Okay, listen to me. This is not a Halloween prank.
Anything can happen.
We're all in danger.
You may be next.
You have created a monster and it will destroy you.
Night of the Tweets.
No! And for many, something pretty scary.
Now playing on social media.
Coming up next is Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, and Patrick Peterson wants out of Arizona and wants to be a Saint. But now we've got this guy from the Giants. There'll be a lot of talk about that coming up on Sports Talk. Plus, then at 7:20, it's Tulane Tuesday with Tulane head coach Willie Fritz. Huddle up with the pros and the guys coming up next, 4 to 8 here on the station of the Saints and LSU, WWL. I have enjoyed our afternoon together, even though we don't always agree on everything. That's cool. Let me get to a couple of these texts as we close the show out. And these are comments about me just talking about the video that's on our Facebook page. Because look, when it comes down to like if you date somebody who has a totally different political ideology than you, I mean, there are going to be times when it just naturally comes up. Like, I mean, think about if you're in an intimate moment and, somebody just says, well, honey, can you move to the left? Well, see, that's just going to start the whole political conversation. Here's a text that says, I wouldn't date a Republican or Trump lover. It shows they have little character and morals. Wow, that's an unfair blanket statement. Here's a text, heck, I'm married to a Trump hater. We just do not talk politics. Another text says, dated a girl a few years back, complete lib nut job, but she was crazy good in, well, I won't finish that. We all tolerate based on what we want and what we need. Well, I mean, that's an interesting way to look at it. But and then it's not all about looks. It's not all about politics. But I'm really encouraged to have heard from so many people who said that they are with somebody who either loves or hates Trump, and they're just the opposite, and they get along. President Trump this afternoon said he is a nationalist. He says, I love our country. Not exactly sure what that means, but we'll find out more about it. It's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more information. The code word this hour is GOAL. Text G-O-A-L to 72881. Text GOAL to 72881. You can win $1,000. Next code word coming up right before the top of the hour news at 5 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director, Todd Benessis, our show producer, Ian Hoke, our studio producer, and thank you for being part of our show. You can find me on Facebook at Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back tomorrow. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.